빈집하고 비비켜 시탈들이 캐리는 공의 신자 소스이 캐리는 집사가 비가본서셔시노라 로가본이 가슬라 흐리스 흐리는 기쉐야 시하이비스 캐리는 자는 기쉐야 시야 타는 다하벌 미스네 흐리는 기쉐는 미도야 미도니 신자 캐리야 비사트노이 캐리 비셔던 하이 אי נפל חמורה בדויה כי אלף סק לא יתבוע חייף ואף אדם ביטון בסק מה שאין כי מאיש תנח כמה מהוי הקומה וחי רבים איבו יסיימא לאיר עם רבים So the question is if it's a beauty So how does the Bryce say that Chayma Beish Mubeya say it's Mood Lacha Bundaba Arova Bundaba Shein Arova Mashein Ki Mubeya So what is in Arova Mubeya? Nifnuk Kero According to Abiyude so it's Chayma Ge Ela Bundaba Shein Arova does not mean Kero But it means Bichachamira Vishichachavarov In other words So the Eish has the Chumra that if the Eish is bones or singes stones or the plow the chrish of the karke so it's still hard even though it's not something that is common that is wrong but it's still hard But by doing it is better. The Torah Hashem Rehu Le'olav Asur Kelim Al Asur Lichachem Yireh Vishich Sarava Vishich Sarava Then the Gemara says Mask Le'olav Asur Leis Lechim Abishim Yideya Sha'ashir Chai Yitzu Amidu Hashim Mashayim Ki Yideya Let's see Rashi שיש לנו דושם שמית למנוח על ידי המשפט הבא לבי אידו דוי בעזבד עם מידווה סברו מזיקית לסיבה שיר אומי ששיר של הדל שמות אך שיר של הדל שספר שיר של הדל תזמות אך שיר של הדל סלח הפידיין ישחל ובדוי אידו דוי סלח הפידיין סנת הדל סתיר מספר מספר של דוי זכר שמי למחור בו לפרט הברדו יהיה תכסיב ברדו משלום והמסיילי סנדורז דברדו יהיה can appropriate the mess to his own use but if it's a chef שלם ודושם so there are certain limitations upon the תשמישים of a chef שלם ודושם יוצא זה שמי שלם דאחר גבי מידה עם מסוס רחלים קלובים כי המומחים הסתיס באבנים גיזה בוסר וחולב ואכלת ולא מקלובים וכשהמפגש מנפס מתאבי אבים מבחי שיחייב תקסיב שראו תחילו למיד שראו תחילו מבי ואחות הפשן אני כסיד על נסגרו תבואו איתם דעשי אלים תו מייץ כשלם מדושים בתו דעשי סמפגז נפלו לכאן לבאלו ניתפו מזה So the most kashi is Leis lech and the shem doya Shashor chi yachai achi Adai shef shmai doshan Ma shem ki libe Iyan rot Pishlein rabbonim hi So since it shia Certain things So it shia death thing also So Iyan shem rabbonim hi Iyan shia hach Shia on hach Eyan rama tchabhila Then there is more shia So Mai shia Hai shia So the Mora says, even according to Rabbi Yudah, even if they apply the price, I read it to Rabbi Yudah, that Boer is Chayram Kerim, there is about the other Shia, besides the Shia of Pshon Yudosh. What's the other Shia? Shia Dosh Bimir. In Yishun Dosh, Bimir and Rav Shimir, the Tomesh, Chindak and Rechaz. That's the Rash. Iyam Yishun Rabbi Nadi Shia, Tomesh, Shalom Ahai, אלו יאמר את רבי יהודה רואים כאן שיר תקים מבין ותאמן באלי שבין מחי מה שראי שיר דוש במירי שאין דוש אשר במירי נסחב מכך שהרשבון לא מרגיש את הדיכאון שבשלה זה חייב לשלם ממילה שכיר כמו השם כליבוריה לא נשאר לו בזיקה כסטיס סוג דרשי not that there is that there is a special thing but it's not not סטיס סיקש עשיר את היסטיס חכמים מסך סרבנות אבל די בנו אותו שרש מה שמודד לי שרב בגלל זה כעד מה שאנחנו לא נראים לפרש כי מה שאין כי פידוי פרישי עבדו לא זה תנו עד אבנים כי כושר פירושי כי הוא תנוהו יחלס כמה זה כי שאין 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 דבר הקבוע שסוער בעצם הוא שוב כבר מהקבוי and that there is not child the answer is it is not child it's not child so it's not a chumra because there is no such messias אבל ישראל מהליך חמירה וחייב אף על פי שאין רגיוס שתוזיק שתוזיק איש יהיה לאבון עם כלל מה שאין כמידויה תיפוחס מיות פוטר מניסה כי אם אין רגיוס לא עומד בפוחס מיות I think that this is pshat should be read in Rashi also because otherwise Rashi is very strange how do we say so how do we say Shia Mame Shia Mame Godvinia so in other words so then Shia Mishayo Godvinia and there is Prata why is there Prata because it's not much So that's not a chumra. So Rashi means it's not much, but it can happen. It can happen once in 1,000 times, in 10,000 times. So you know, so why is it potent? If it happened, it happened. If it happened, it happened. The answer is because just what Jesus says, Mashiach can be buried here since it's on a time then. So even if it happened, it's potent. How do we know? היפוכס מיניות פוטה מיניסי כי אם דן רגילוס להומית היפוכס מיניות תפגימו גם דיסקוס דגימור על הנשן מחלוק את השני What's the pture of פוכס מיניות that is פוטה? Is it because אין יוכל הומס so that means that the shell didn't die from it he died from a heart attack just a coincidence the moment he fell into the barrier he died from a heart attack So then it's not a deal, it's just a mitzvah. And the Zasakosp is just a clarity of the mitzvah. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, Sha'adova in Perek Yudalev, Sha'adova zek my pelaveins. In other words, we don't say that if somebody is makes chavir, a kosh in the Romans, and he dies, that is because he didn't die from it. Why do we need psukim? And not one posik, we have Hebron we are made and the Barza we are made and we are made the Mikimamaki and the other why do we need some Nipsuki? He didn't die from it or oh, he need all these Nipsuki just to declare the Mitzvahs so the Rashi Shite so the Rambam Shite is that we don't say when a person let's say pushes down another person from a height less than 10 tvach and he gets killed that he didn't get killed from the push. Of course he got killed from the push. But since it's highly, highly unlikely, and before it happens, no one will say that he could get killed, so even if it happened, there's a kosov that is part of this. In the Russian Rambam means, Hamakes chavir bizodei, engenis. Why dafke bizodei? So the implication being that bishkoko, there is no ptuo of and that we explain it according to Rambam Yotzahava makel neima rava reines talmidi still lirgabe reife sheripe vihorak so it's chalvons so the question is why? It's also a question so the Rashbash the Yeravom and Yodeh give the Teres because if the reife performs surgery and he kills the patient so it's not the time of the mitzvah the mitzvah is rapi rapi to cure or not to cure so the question is and if your father a rabbi or a shnei abezin he kills his kind of mitzvah chas v'shol if the answer is according to Rashbash, we have to say that by Adam Makiv Meir, that was the leader, even if he dies, he's Mekayim Mitzvah. Because the Rambam says, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that the Rebbe, a father, is only allowed to use a Kohen, coward mate. He cannot use his hand, he cannot use his shevet, he only a Ritzur coward. So that means, so certainly, a Kohen, coward mate means in the Giyamis. So then, why doing? So the question is, if the Ptur of Eidig Homis would apply to Goles, so why do we have to have a resort to a posik of Maya Reshus, of Kol Reshus, Yosav, Makeh, Meir, Rav, Eis, Talmud, and Moloshech? If you use Akoyam Niso, so then it's not Akoyam, Akoyam Mitzvah. And if he used Akoyam Niso, so he's put a rabbi away because HaKoish was. So there's the guy of the Rambam that the Ptur of HaKoish in the Yomis is only Gabi Misi, not Gabi Gots. So the Gizas HaKoish of Maya Rishus, of Kol Rishus, has reference to the case where the father of the Rebbe used the Ritzur color and made something unusual happen. Something unusual happened. So if not for the Gizas HaKoish of because the Ptur of Hindi Gromis applies only to me, but because of his special Yosakos, and here it's a Yakos on his thinking of Eifel, he performs surgery, so some Mele gets Ritzicha Mamish. So if he doesn't heal, he kills. What kind of a mitzvah is in the guy? He won't get a Mekai mitzvah, but he wasn't Mekai mitzvah. Anyway, so that's the thesis she tells on the Rambam. Thesis says, Mashiach ki yibayah, di pachas miyut patam misa, ki yu den regirus love is pachas miyut. But if he dies, we say he died from the fall, not from a heart attack. But still it's a ptur. So more of a lich ha-chamira yisich tzacha abonah, not that it's, that it doesn't happen. It happened, even if it happened, since it's uncommon. So that's the same as the Sakosuf, that Prophet Moody is Potter, because Bail is Potter, Bashein Rorolo, something that is uncommon. So applies to Likha Chamirei, the Sikhs of Havon of us. I think that this Pshat of Tesis should be read in Rashi also. Now, the other Tesis. Shia Tamu. The Potter Be'ish, the Shir Be'chai, Pirish HaKuntres, what does it mean, Tomim, by Shir and Be'ir? Kein Bo'at Shir Abisat Morikir, Bishop, V'chein Nofar Be'ir Sat Moritvo, Chai, Tridok, Tirichol Mire, Tirav Bal Chayim, Mimatim Mechameh, Mimatim Lechameya, Dibelia Tmuche. So in other words, from Rashi it appears that if Tvir, vegetables, fruit, fall into the bear and become damaged, so then the Balabir is chayav to pay. Tesis says no. When we say Chameya Be'er Kelim, so it's not only Mimait Kelim, it's Mimait everything that is not Ibar Chai. Chameh, Ibar Chai. But Kelim is not Ibar Chai in animal things. So it's like you. But apparently Rashi Shiti is not like it. Rashi Shiti is that Chameh and Kelim is only Mait Kelim, but it's not Mait Wood. But Jesus mentions Raya from the Gemara. וכל מירה דלעב בעל החיים מעטים המחמי דיבר כמו כן, כי גם כאילו אמר בחיף הפור ואבי נופה לדבר ואי ושמי נוף לאח המפילה הספורוס דשאיה, סמבה דשאיה פל עם תרבר and the share was a dead disher so then as a result and the bear here had a lot of water, you know they kept clean water. So as a result of the shares falling into the bear, so the mine became damaged. became dirty. He became dirty. And he started to smell. So then the halacha is not all barely vishminov, lachamifile. So the barashea is potter. Why? Because the damage caused by the shea as a result of his dirty goof being immersed in the water is not a hezek of the shea. Hezek of the shea means when the shea does it in an active way. But here, the shea didn't do it in an active way, in a passive way. So that's a hezek of the Nineveh and the Mali are killing. So we see that killing doesn't mean just killing. Anything not a balchai. So the same thing is true of Tua. So what's the sheet of Rashi? Apparently Rashi distinguishes between Mayim and Tua. Because Rashi agrees with thesis that Kelim is Mimayit, everything that is not Balachai. But Rashi sheet is, Tua is also Balachai in a certain sense. That's vegetative life. According to science, of course, vegetable life is life just like animal life. And in our Kabbalah, so we say Tzimeach, and we say Marmish. So there are two kinds of Balachai. In Marmish, an animal is in Marmish. It's a higher form of life. But the Tzimeach is also a form of life. It's not inanimate. So the Mele, according to Rashi, agrees that Hameyabari Kelim is Mimayit, anything that is more life. But Tesa says that there's no life of Mali. And Rashi says, anything that has no life altogether, the Mali Shotzimech. But Tvuya has life. So the Mele, it's not like that water has no life. That's certainly Demon. So Kelim is Demon. But Tvuya is not Demon. The Rambam talks that there is there are four madrayas. There is Demi, Tzimeach, Marmish and Nidav. That's a human being. So Mayim is Demi, but Tvuya, that's Tzimeach. So that's not like it sounds a little Hasidic, no? Tom Rabon, he shout in Mixas Niske, half to be Vashim in Niske, he half shall call Niske. Taste. Hey, for a day of Fisher. With the Acher of the Shimu Aso, Achlon Chai. Rabon, Acher Achlon Nise, Acher Shimu Nise. So, in other words, when the price says, החיפה בעתישה הוא באחר וישלים לעשור באחר חייב and רישי נעת it means even with אבניזוקי only the אחר נשחייב so that's not like Rebbe because according to Rebbe as far as Nizoki is concerned so both are Nizoki and here the price means that Hechshati Kolniskei that only the Acher Nischayv and the Preise has reference even with Abinizot. So it's like Rebbe. Rach Proper on Namo, it came in accord with Rebbe. Limi said in the Vahak. When the Preise says, Hachif Udoya Tisha, Bracha Bishlim Asor, Rachel Chayv, but the others thought there, it means it has a consistent of Nis. So it can accord even with Rebbe. Even with that. He said, I'm a Roman writer, Rabbi, I'm a rapporteur, I'm a misogyra. Aachen chayot, be noz, be asher, be hulat. Be time before she come in kroon, she says, I'm a rapporteur. Aachen misogyra, be asher, be nishayim, 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 be nishayim כי כספות מהם בין גילהם ואיס, אך שני מוזקים, כמו לחשב על מי שישם בשניהם, ואף פה פעמר, מספיס נקטנה כאח שאתם נזכה, תמחי את הלאחרים במיסה, שבו נזה שאתה מהר, ודיבר הקר, תפירה בקומר אחר מיסה, הדיבר הסיכה שם, תיסו לה Maskis were a blower of this record. In other words, we did not just mention that, in other words, the price of mentions, one example of Haftubis Ashleminske, Chartubis Ashleminske, Haftubis Ashleminske, Ashleminske. Three of them. The other examples of Ich schaffte mich das Niske, ich schaffte das Schöne Niske. Why do you advise the nation just a single example? Wie Burike, Mosa, Schöne, Hanni, Schöne, Adam, und Pesha, der Jochen, Mann, die Isik, Israel, suppose somebody was missing a Shea, to three people to watch over the Shea, and then one of the, five people, and one of the five people was negligent, and then the Shea was Mazik, so that person was saying, he was Meisir, the Shea, to live on Shimon, Levi, Yudi, Yisachar, and Yisachar was negligent, so Yisachar was not supposed to pay. Echadam, Ilan, Nebiladi, Yudi, Aminta, Pshit, Yukot. If, let's say, the Shea was so wild that it required five Shomer to curb her, four Shomer wouldn't be enough to curb, only five. So obviously, that if Yisachar was negligent, in other words, who did she know, who did they do take her? But Yisachar failed to exercise care. So of course, he's the only one that is negligent. So he is high complete. What kind of a chiddush is it? So no way. It's not an example. It's not an example of chshat mixas niske. שכחתי בשביל נזקי כאשר הכל נזקי. תסל נשאר, when the last one didn't do everything, just to mix us. But here, if it was made to share to Rubin Shimon Levi Yehudi Yisach, and Rubin Shimon Levi Yehudi, they did their job, and Yisach did it, and he required care by five, so he's not Rashad Mixas Niske, it's Rashad Mikol Niske. So how can it be mentioned as an example of Rashad Mixas Niske, Chayav B'Tashlumin, which Chachat B'Tashlumin Niske, Chachat Mikol Niske. It's Rashad Mikol Niske. Ilo hu lavi ilan minta pshita diukot, elo hu lavi ilan minta. In other words, that even when Yisachar will not take care, but as long as Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda will take care, so then the Shea will be curbed. But here the Shea was mazik, because not only Yisachar was negligent, the others were also negligent. So then, my fault. So there's a machlokes, now let's see. And on many days, there's machlokes between Rashi and Tesfes. That's the pshat my covet. Rashi says that my covet means that Yisachar should be tachar itam. Tesfes says, in the small Roshani, not that Yisachar should be tachar itam. Why should Yisachar be tachar itam? After all, he was negligent. So, pilavim namunt. So in other words, if Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda did take care, then the Shea would be curbed. But they didn't take care. But suppose Yisachar took care, so then even if Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda didn't take care, it would also have been curbed. So why should we follow them? Just because they were negligent before, they were not even before. So Tesis says, the Pshat, it drove me anonymous, I might have it, so why is he hired exclusively? let all of them share the responsibility. Now let's see the Rashi. And next one. Here come up. Did you love your lady in the car? Give us a sucker for you. To the share was the very round share. Psyche, Angel, Shati, Mrs. Niske, and the Kornuske, they don't know the issue in their last song. The Afrogaptic Hamelon, Buller, Tess, the Abinissan, Zofim, Yahweh, Bissier, Audition, the Kornos, Mishosel, Kiska, Hamelist, and the Achrachar. But E, and E, beloved you, Namunita, so my COVID, so Rashi says, my COVID, my COVID, the Mechaif Group, it's a good Kiddush, why Mechaif Group? Why? Because if the others had watched and not he, so the show would have been curbed. But he's just as negligent as the others. Why should he be more chayv than the others? Why? So cases is heard. Bechulosh malki umsoch oima maikrovi tvei nachru bishalom korachot chalki veim oima bevichta. As Rashi explains, the Tanya, Pekah Torah, Echa Chachit, Bein Aliyut, Ubo'achir, Bishlim Aliyas, Ubo'achir, Bishlim Alishleish, Kulam Chayav, Afogav, the Vlad Yu, Havanez, so we see that even though in the case, well, each one is negligent, and each one was negligent to the extent of causing the damage, some of them were all of them are half, not just the rest one. Nilu Bezetzor who dagdik, vichu bishvil shishishlich, ish eitz visich al ish, deyna yishayif, hori doma al achas shetachat, shechif abdeyi av yudu ba'achad vishnuya. But he never pushed it. That when taste of shame say, my COVID, that my COVID, that if all share the responsibility, he doesn't mean the case where somebody, let's say, throws in a splinter into a big fire. In other words, if he throws in enough logs of wood, that by itself, without the wood thrown in by the previous people, so it would have caused the fire to damage. So, in such a case, there is a machlokes between Rashi and this. Most Rishonim agree with this. According to Rashi, so the pshat in Gemara, the pshat in Gemara of Yi Blab Yu, Nama Muta, my COVID, so it means, so the Achron should be potter completely. And according to taste verse, so then they are all in the chuyav to share in the liability. But taste verse has the kash. It's mifurash. That boach of the chof ha-beya yud, and then surprising the rashes, achet yud ben yud u boach ha-vishlim ha-esel, u boach ha-vishlim ha-shleishet, kolom chayov. So why is ba-share different? And that, so, apparently, Rashi Shita is the surprising for Rashi's negative Rashi. So apparently, Rashi Shita is there is a basic difference between share and bear. The Gabi Bear, so Borachat Bechokak, Bealut, Borachat Bishlim Reslin, Borachat Bishlim Nishlation, Kon Chayon, because by Bear, the Hezek is Huzak. The bear doesn't do anything actively. Passive. The music comes to the mask, he falls in, he trips, he falls in. Some melee, since the Bala Bela doesn't do an hezek of music, but only of Huzak, some melee doesn't make any difference. Whether the Huzak could have taken place before the last one or not. Mashiach came in the case where the mazik, let's say, the Balashayah, he did the Shia does an act of Hizik. Some melee there is no mechalva vizik if without the last one's pshir, there would have been the same vizik. Bidabi, there you know where the hezik occurs through huzak, so then even if without the pshir of the last one, so the same the same hezek would have occurred, but since he's chayav even for huzak, it doesn't make any difference. But if the mechayav is the hezek, so then only when the hezek is precipitated by the person who is mazik. But if the last one, so the hezek was already precipitated before him, so the last one is bottling up. Now, we have to say that this Gemara of Mos Asher and Chamish Merodom also has reference to a case where the last one is the last one. In other words, suppose the Bala Sheya was Meisir, the Sheya to Reuven Shimon Levi Yudi Yisrael. But he says, Reuven, you have to watch from 6 to 12. Then Shimon, you have to watch the Sheya from 12 to 6 p.m. Levi, you have to watch the Sheya from 6 p.m. till 12 a.m. And Yehuda, you have to watch from 12 a.m. till 6 a.m. the next morning. And Yisrael, you have to watch the next morning from 6 a.m. till 12 p.m. the next day. So in other words, when one in the sequence of time, so the Achron is an Achron, so then we say, since they had beloved you, since beloved you in the community, so in other words, even if Yisrael didn't do his job, but if all the others who are supposed to take care before him had done their job, so then the Hezek couldn't have precipitated. So that means that the others were negligent in precipitating a Maisa Vizik. So in no way the last one is brought up. Mashenkin Badoya, where the Chiyuv is for Huzak, so then even Rashi would agree that Be'achav V'chokak Be'ayut U'ba'achav Yishlim Reyesvim U'ba'achav Yishlim Yisloishim. So kulam chayav. Now, mask of the Rav Yehoshis. For you came out of the Chaburam. Out of the Chaburam. Hey, Chaburam. In the Bible, we have like Pshit. So Rashi explains Ma'ad v'chavir l'gabei ish, not like the Rambam, l'gabei ma'ad v'chavir l'sarabihim, when it's a question of the Ramazik. But all the Rishonim apply a approach, שרי ברכתו הזמירייז, ועד לפש לחברו, וקיר ועד לחברו סלטרו שאחרים, שבדין שיהיה חי ולא יעד נשאים. So the Gemara's question is, אם ועד יעד אז לא, not what is the last word. Without his bundles of, his logs of wood that he threw into the fire. So the damage would have been, so the fire was big enough to spread and burn the bodies. So the Gemara said, Ashma, in other words, without the last ones dropping five logs of wood in the fire, then the fire wouldn't have spread to the bodies. So of course he is the mazik, because without his action of throwing five logs of wood into the fire, so then the damage wouldn't have occurred. So he is the sole mazik. So it's not an example of Shaati Mrs. Nick say, Chayev kill Shaati Kondiske, it's Mamish Shaati Kondiske. Allah did love you, Asla, even without the five logs of wood that the last one threw into the fire, it would have spread. So, my covenant. So again, according to Rashi, it means my covenant, he should be potter, ligamre, and here it's easy. And the Kohen states, this my coffee, why should he mechuyev more than the others? Pshita, the one who have a wisdom, have a vision is Iyatlum, the Choma Nishavit Lim Hamu Beosu, because if not for the last five logs of wood, the last one drops into the fire, it wouldn't have spread, in the contrary, it would have been reduced. Aber Chayfa Beria, Kisha, Reib Nisosi Reise, Ala Acha Mikav, just went to go over this last piece of Gemara called the Rashi, but it's too late now to discuss the Shidas HaRamban. Ela, a mask of Rapop, why didn't the Braise mention another example of the Chard in Mitzvah Sniff say, Chabti, Pitashini Kolniske, Kiyu, Chardi Kolniske? Another example. When you call it Tanya, Hei, Shi, Yashos, HaSolachot, Veloi Shavurum, וברך אבי יושב על אבי שופר ואחר חי ואחר חי ויאמר הפופק עם פופק ברד he was a heavy person so why doesn't the price of mention this case הלך אדם אילה אם אין להביא הוא לא יקבע in other words without פופק ברד so it wouldn't break So what kind of a chiddush is it in the price itself? And how can you mention it as an example of the chshat of Mises Niske, chavt of the Shlomi Kol Niske, ki ro chshat of Kol Niske, it's blood you, lo nitra, so it's chshat, it's mamash chshat of Kol Niske. Ela blood you, mame itva, so my God, it's again, according to Rashi, my God, he should be potter. Because that hezek would have taken place anyway. So in Mele, he doesn't add anything, and it's a question of hezek. And according to Tesis, it's not a shame in him, the Shudor Bechai. Why should he be the soul mechud? Save, save. Maslitich metarts. Okay. So it's not the kasha against the price, why the price doesn't mention. Another example of chshati mitzvahs niske, chavti b'tashlumi kol niske, kiyu chshati kol niske. But this other price that mentions heishi yoshu, uberach of the yosha, v'shofe achan chayev has to be explained. Someone of shah. If la'avi mitzvah asa pshite, so what kind of a chidish is it? And if love you not me class, so my God, how will you explain this second price? Say, say, my sister, my task. Let's read us, you know what I say, as far as the price is, the second price is concerned, it can be explained, because the second price has reference to the case, the love you have me to betray you, the ashti it for the chodesh. The umbrella So he sat down, and because he's a barbosa, so instead of waiting after all of them sat down for 2 hours, so he broke after he, together with the others, sat there for 1 hour. So he's the mark. The omrelei, you have had, yasvim and tvei peyote bikayon, you are the soul mark. Because if you didn't mix in to sit down, so then we could have rested on that bench for another hour, and then for almost another hour, for another 50 minutes, for another 55 minutes. So you are the cause of all the trouble, because you sit down, and you are a barbosa. You have a tabia smooth, very put in the kayam. So you know, as the kashi, the lame rule, you have happened with dealing you have mitra. After all, you also have an alternative. When I sat down, you saw a heavy person sitting down, you should have stood up.
and my heaven, my world by itself would defraud him. So you should be, you are just as responsible as I.
So Rashi explains that the Bhadi Sama Bhattava, he doesn't want to sit down. He didn't sit down. But, you know, a heavy person, so he wanted to support himself. He saw certain people sitting on a bench, he put his hands on their shoulders. So that pressed their weight on the bench. And then the bench broke. So the bench broke because of the pressure by the weight of the other people. But he was the activator, he was an activist. He activated the other people. So the mayor is a chiddush. So but Gemara says, pshita, after all, he pushed them down and he galvanized their weight on the bench. So of course he's a mazik, what kind of a chiddush does the Brashi tell us? So the Gemara says, now you take the kirche lafti kufadame, komashmulon, the kirche ki kufadame, ki chol hirche di kufitava, kirche namitava. Now, the question arises, is the first time that the Brashi tells us that kirche ki kufadame is the first thing that you learn in the beginning of the Kama, that till the same other mazik is till the same kayitzadam, what is till the same, the art is the goof, and keach is the top, kayitzadam. So far, we don't know this halacha. All of a sudden, the price has to tell us in the new deal that till the same kayitzadam, that we know. At the beginning of the Kama, we know. Adam, my Abbasim, I told the CJ, he's big, just a thing of me, I told the Russian, that man, Adam, no lawyer, the word in Russian, or actually, here, Hadami, he had the Mazak Mask, Kirchak. So, what is the answer? The answer is because the Kirchak, there's the Kirch. So, Kirchak, so we know that if somebody is Mazak, I'll be Kirchak, and Bhadi Kahasla. So that's like Mazik the roof. So why do you mean the price have to tell us that fish? But I think there is a fish. Because there is a difference between a person spilling and them being Mazik. Or a person throwing the chetz at the behemoth and being and killing the behemoth. So then is Mazik al Bikeach. He didn't break the bench. Who broke the bench? The other five people. But he was an activator. He made them into mazik. The bench didn't break as a result of his work in any way. He was standing. He just put his hands on their shoulders, thereby pushing and galvanizing their weight. So who are the mazik in final analysis? The five people. But he is the activator who made the other five lead them into mazik. This is a chiddush. I could say true kirche kigufe. Kirche kigufe means if he is mazik al bikeach, so it's still the same kayitzadam. But here, he wasn't mazik al bikeach. They were mazik. He's the activator who made them into mazik. So that's also a chiddush. That even though in final analysis, the chamish and the other were the mazikim, they broke, but since they are faultless, and he activated them into mazikim, so he is higher than the actual mazik mapata. That's a chiddush.
He leaned on them with his weight.
Not yet.
He leaned on them with his weight, applying his weight in addition to
them. No, he didn't break because of his weight.
He was leaning.
He galvanized their weight. He galvanized their weight. It's like a person who presses a stone against the bench.
She's adding more weight to the stone.
Yeah, but that means that he galvanizes the weight of the stone.
So he's an activator. The stone is the one that is magic. Of course, they are the stones, which I have to say. But when one person activates other people, even though the mazikin in final analysis are the other people, but he is high. Now we're not going to the Shisharam. So let's go, but we discussed Rashi, but we did not discuss the Rambam. So in any way, it's necessary to go over the Gemara again and to refresh the Pshat of Rashi and the Pshat of the Rambam. Mask the Rambam. Gemara is mentioned in many kashas, but why the price says that is an example of Yakshah to Mitzvah Niske, have to be in Niske, Yakshah Kol Niske. So the price mentions Kripa Bertisho Dacha Vishnu Maso. The other example. So Akrope Esikashe, why doesn't the price mention as an example? Yakshah to Mitzvah Niske, Hafti, Vitashim Kol Niske. The example better mentioning the price. Mask the rachbot. Voike hoditan. Heishi yoshval safsalechot. Filei shavua. Ubo echot vi yoshavala vi shavroi. Hoachim chai. So here too, the price should mention heishi yoshval safsalechot. Filei shavua. As an example of Hirsharti, Mitzas Niske, Hafti, Vitashim, Kol Niske, Yuru Hirsharti, Kol Niske. That's the Kasha by Kiachsha Kol Niske. So, that's the Kasha by Rambam. So, you know, it says, Hechadon, this Braise of Hirshi Yoshua, or Safsalachot. Ubeachot v'yoshat. Ubeachot v'yoshat. Ola v'shevri achen chayot. What do you do with? Even if you love you, you will eat. If without the fifth one sitting down, it wouldn't break. And in other words, the sitting down by the fifth one was the thing that made the sapso break, because the sapso could bear the weight of four people, but not the weight of five people. So, pshite. So it's a pshite. So let it be pshite. In other words, that's not a case of a chshati b'mitzas niske, chafti. Because it's not Chshati Mitzvah Niske, it's Chshati Kol Niske. After all, the bench can bear the weight of four people,
but it cannot wear the, it cannot bear the weight. It cannot sustain the weight of five people. So the fifth person, he's the mazik, the other four, they didn't do anything. So what kind of a chiddush is it? My COVID, so again, here in every my COVID, there's a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. In Rashi, according to Rashi Pshat, my COVID, so in Mele, the fifth one, should be totally gone because the bench would break anyway. And since he was the last one, so he's not a mazik. And the four previous ones, they are the Muslims. And according to this verse, my COVID doesn't mean that the fifth one should be totally gone. But why should he be chayav more than anybody else? He should be chayav like all the other four. So whatever. That's a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Hello, if you have your money for my COVID, save, must need to hear from the doubt. The question is, all right, you have proper has the cash. Why the Braise doesn't mention as another example of the case of Hichshati B'Nixas Niske, Chafti B'Tashlim Niske, Kehachshako Niske, the case mentioned in the Braise of Hish Yashu. But you have to know, apart from this cash, we have to understand the other Braise of Hish Yashu or Safsalachot. The Lord Shavu, Uberach of Yosha, all of Yishavre, Roach and Chayef. What do they deal with? None of Shech. Save, Masnise, Kedach Mitaz. Masnise, Kedach Mitaz. So apart from the Krapopis Kashi, Rapope should ask a kasha against the price itself. What does that price refer to? Because Malafshach, if achrein, soloi mitveh, so pshite, the price doesn't have to tell you. And if b'loi achrein is not a mitveh, so my COVID, whatever the pshat is my COVID. Safe. Masnissim Tatz, Lutz Riche, Tiblavu have a mitra betrayal, Behashte itva behodesho. In other words, the price is reference to the case where without the fifth one sitting down on it, so then it could bear the weight of 2 hours, for 2 hours or the four. But now they were sitting just for 1 hour. But because of the extra weight by the fifth one, so Mimele, it breaks. So that's what the Braise is referenced. And Vahashtita Bechodisho, the Amrele, Ilav, At, so the Braise says, Achen Chayot. Why? Because they can tell him, Ilav At, if not for your sitting down, have a spin and paper, okay, we could still continue sitting for another hour. But because you sat down, so then you broke it, so you are high. So Gemara Sikashe, why does the Braise say, in such a case, so now right now the Gemara is discussing, not Rav Popa Sikashe, but the Braise itself. So Gemara Sikashe, in the case of Bilaviyu, have a mitra betrayal. And because of him is mitra bechachoe, so the Braise says that the Achim is chayev. Why should the Achim be chayev? He can tell them, listen, you could have stood up to, you know. So why am I the sole culprit? Why? You are supposed to be comfortable and I'm not supposed to be comfortable. I'm a culprit. But you are also a culprit because you could have stood up to learn away. You learn away. You love Akin Bididi. They have a mitra. So why should I be hired? More than you. So the Gemara says, the Bible says reference to the case, the Bahadur the Bishamu of their top. So let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi here. Lo Yitzruche, the Bahadur the Bishamu of their alai. The Bahadur the Bishamu of their top. In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is chazer from what the Gemara said before, that the price is reference to the case where Belavir and the Mitra betrayed her, and because of him, it's Mitra Bechacho. But the price is reference to the case where without him, so it's Lehava Mitra Klav. It's Lehava Mitra Klav. But the question is, so why does it say so then you say pshite. So in other words, if without him it wouldn't break, so he's the mazik. What kind of a chiddush is it? No, there is a chiddush, because the Braise tells us of a case where without him it wouldn't break. But and when he sat down, so he didn't even sit down. He didn't sit down. He just stood near them and he leaned himself on their shoulders. In Mele, he pressed the weight of the four people against the bench, and that broke it. So Mele, so what kind of a chiddush is it? So again, he's the mazik. So Leilam the Rabbi Leilam mitakal with the kamrat pshite. Leitzruche the Leilam shafalof el omad al gavlo v'nismach. Ale to also Hashmion the kechel ki gufei dami. So the chiddush is that even though he didn't sit down, and he just supported himself on their shoulders, and he pressed the weight, so he really galvanized the weight of the four people. So I could say, after all, he didn't break the chair, the bench with his goof. He broke the bench through his keach. By pressing upon them, thereby galvanizing, you know, the weight of the four people. So maybe Kirche is not Kibufe. Maybe Odom Mazik is Chayev when he's Mazik with his goof, but when he's Mazik with his Keach, he's not Chayev. So Kamash Malon, that he's still Chayev. That Kirche is Kibufe. So, Alamar Alam Nismalay and Vos Lashminon Ki Kelechei Ki Gufidam. Now, the question is against Rashi. In other words, how could we have this Al-Kadaitoch that Kelechei is Lach Ki Gufidam? That's already discussed at the beginning of our account when the Gemara Tavdim on the base. Rahpope said that based on the base, in regard,
give him
on the base. No, based on the base, לגבי תומה שוטל סן מפקה יציבה ולגבי שבה שוטל סן גאי יציבה חל גבי תניזוקי זוקי נבובס נפטורס סורך בפסז יש בן קאי יציבה ויש בן מפקה יציבה. So the Gemara is discussing now what kind of Eves Nizikin where the Toldus is Lavka Yitzibe. So the Gemara, one second, please, don't interrupt me, please, do me a favor. So the Gemara says, Tavgimu Amid Beis. And I told you, so the Gemara has shown that Ab by Ab, that Dach Klal is still saying Ha'itziben in regard to Sheol, in regard to Tuberia, in regard to Eish. But so what kind of magic is still the same Lach Ha'itziben? So the Gemara is saying V'chiko Erotele de Diberkebe. But when does Lach Popes say it say Yishmen Lach Ha'itziben? Hello! V'chiko Lach Popes Erotele de Mav. Mainly Yilish Mual דום המאבו יושן, הו קים נטיל דו יושן כשן. אל רע, אל רע דום המאבו זה עוד מי אובס ומי טולס. So what's an av of Odom and what's the told over? וכי תלמה, מי אובס ומי טולס is big. וכי תלמה אוב נויה, טיל דו יושן. ועתנם, עודם מאוד לא יום בניה ביושן. So you couldn't say that is still saying Lavka Yitzhak. Ela Kicha B'niyeh. Kicha B'niyeh means what? Niskech, not goof. In other words, the av of Odwa Mazik is the goof. When a person is Mazik with his goof, he pushes him and so on. And a tolda is when he throws a chet. When he's not mazikin with his goof, when the goof of the mazik doesn't even touch the nizik, but doesn't touch the nizik or doesn't touch the dover nizik, but he throws a chet at the dover nizik or at the person. So that's the talk. Kicha b'niyeh. What kicha b'niyeh? That's like a chet, the spittle, the phlegm and everything. Actually, hecha b'me. I bad mitaz l'kamasik kichav. So the melee is keach and keach ekiyufe. So it's still the same kayitzibe. Ibosad naya, bein rav, bein shmuel hanabir. So the Gemara has shown, so the Gemara said that keach is given the told is still the same kayitzibe. That keach, which is the told is kayitzibe. So all of a sudden, this braise has to tell us. This price has to tell us that to the same Kayitzibe. Okay, it's not such a strong cash. In economic, there's the truth. So, how do we know this truth? Because of this price, it's not such a strong cash. All right, that's a Rashi's pshat. Anyway, the main thing in Rashi's pshat is that while the Gemara at first applied the price of Heshi Yoshua Saf Salacho, the Lei Shavu, Uberach of Yoshua Falavi Shavari, Achim Chayev, so at first the Gemara applied it to the case where Bilavi, you have a mitzvah betrayal, and through him mitzvah bechachoe, the Gemara is chayza from that community. That's the main thing. Now let's see the Rambam, how the Rambam mentions it.
You didn't know
how Kayakha
came
till now?
You didn't know
Kokam told you? The Gemara knows that Dav Gimel, but yeah. We could say, according to Rashi, this is how the Gemara Dav Gimel knows, because of this price.
Oh.
Ay. The Rambam Perichvov, Miluchas Chivu Mazik, Halochet Esvov. וכן חמישו שיושבו על הכיסא. ולא נשבע, ובא אחרים ויושב עליו ונשבע. That's the price that Rav Popper himself mentioned. אף how Pishon the whole. We shove a band, Kingdom Shiosha, Holy the Kiva the Spirosi, Achenchai. So, the Rahamishna points out that Rashi, right here we see that Rambam is different from Rashi, because according to Rashi, Maskon of the Gemara is that the Braise has reference to the Gemara is Chazer from the Ikimte, the Lavu Avnitra Bitreishoi, and because of him it's Nitra Bechachoi. The Gemara is Chazer from it, and the Gemara applies it in Maskon to the case with the Lavu Avnitra Klaal. But the Rambam says Bifiresh, Bifiresh, Achal Pisho Yoro, Lishova Ben Kedim Shiosh. So it's not like Rashi, Bilavi Yolim HaMitra, if Bilavi Yolim HaMitra, why how can the Rambam say, Hoyoro Lishova Kedim Shiosh? So that means that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, the Likimte of the Bilavi Yolim HaMitra Bitreishon, and because of him, it's mitzvah bechatcha elements. The Kesler HaMishna points it out. So again, Afa Pisho Yorou, Lishavu Ben, Kedim Shiyoshav, Hoyu Vikirev Eshpirosei, Ha'achin Chai, Shari Umrim Lei, Ure Le Nismachto Aleinu, Hoyu, Hoyu No Indim Kedim Shiyoshav. Now, then we have another change, because according to Rashi, the Maskona of the Gemara says, Havi Nismach Alei, that he didn't even sit down. But from the Rambam it's not Rashi that he didn't sit down. But he did sit down. But if he did sit down, and without him, it wouldn't break. And with him, it broke. So the other four are just as responsible. They should have immediately stood up. So the answer is, while he was sitting down, he supported himself on their laps, and he didn't let them stand up. So no, it broke. So, Sha'arim alay, ilayla nismachta alaynu, hoyinayim din kedim shi'ishaver. So, some other words, so the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara differs from Rashi's pshat in two respects. Number one, according to Rashi, so the Gemara is chet the braise, it does not have reference to the case of Bilav Yu have a mitra b'treishoi, and because of him is mitra b'chatshoi. Echatshoi. But it has reference to the case of Bilav Yu have a mitra klal. Number two, according to the Rashi, the Gemara, the braise has reference to the case, so he didn't even sit down. He just remained standing, and he just put his leaned himself on their shoulders, and he didn't let them stand up. Not only didn't let them stand up, he even galvanized their weight, and that broke the bench. So what's the chiddush? The pshat kigufin. All right. According to the Rambam, he did sit down, but if he had sat down without supporting himself on their laps, so then they would all be chayav, because they could have stood up. True, without him it wouldn't break, but with him, without them it wouldn't break either. So no other would be just as responsible. So why should he be the sole culprit? But on account of the fact that as he sat down, he put his hands, you know, on the laps of all the others, so maybe he becomes the sole culprit. That's what it says. V'yoshu ke'achas v'yiva kulon chayon v'chim kokalitzepes. Now let's see the Loshna Gmore and the Birago. Now, the Birago is longer in the Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpet, but it's enough to look into the Birago here. Now, let's see. The Amrelei, we love at have a sin three plate we can on. Our the lame alone, we love at and we did deal we have a mitzvah,
תהיו סיום לחוד ונכתב בצד הרמב״ם מבוריס ולא הנה עד לצור so the Goyim says there in the Chishmishpet he mentions more Barichas but you know even when the Goyim is Barichas he's pretty brief you know but here he's brief should be brief you know so he says that the Rambam is not Geris the Rambam is not Geris all these words Vilaynalu Vilaynalu Ilav Atum Yidil Avim Mitzvah is not Geris doesn't exist so what is Geris? Now let's see Beis Pshite Harambam Mugoros Kam Elokidam Mitzvah so what is the finale is that according to the Gor the Rambam's Gersa is as follows now let me read the Gemara Echadam Ilein the Rabbi Ilein Yitzvah Pshite El Rabbi Ilein Yitzvah My Kovit Seif Masnisech Metarzi Neitzrich Ed Rabbi Ilein Yitzvah Mitzvah Betreisho ואשת יתרה בחודש שואה דאמרו לי אלעבד אבל עשינו נטרו פרוטו וקיום then we have to ignore the words ולא אמרו אלעב אתם ידעו לאב מצווה but then after the expression דאמרו לי אלעב את אבל עשינו נטרו פרוטו וקיום דגמור שס פשיטה שעוד כאן הבחיר יש איזה In other words, since the Rabbi you have a mitzvah betreishu, and because of the mitzvah b'chatshoe, so mele, they say to him, ilavad have a simon trei putte b'kayon, pshite. So of course he's chayv, because on account of his sitting down. It broke the bench in 1 hour. So the Mele is the culprit, Pshita. It's never pushed. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche, the Behadu will be somewhere by Tova. Of course, there is no Pshita here. Mal retain a kechel after Gufi Dome. Kamashmiyam di kirche di gufi dam. Di chol hilche di gufi tova, kirche nami tova. So that's the lesson of the Lord. Again, hilche dame. Ilei modi lavi ilo yitva pshite. El lavi ilo nami yitva mai kovit. Sev masnit yitva mita arzi. Lo yitzrige lavi ilo havi mita mitreisho. Vashto yitva vachodishoi. Dama lo ilo avata vyasvim yitroi pukute vikayom. וכיומי, פשיטה, לא צריכה דבחדו בשונו בטובח. מה ריתן לקרח לך דגופי דומה? קומש מילון דקרחי כגופי דומה. דכל הלכה דגופי טובה, קרח נעמה טובה. נעו לציר לא שנרם. Both of you, if you want to check on me, just look up the beer ago in the Chishmishpet, but there it's a little longer. But this is what he says. וכן, again, פרק וב, מלכסכי לו מזיק הלכת הסבוב, וכן חמישו שישבו על כיסא, והכיסא, ולא נשבע, ובא אחרים ויושב אלו ונשבע, אף על פי שהוירו, ונשבע בהם, that means, בלעב יורה ומצווה בצרישו, and because of him is מצווה בחדשו, אף על פי שאירו להישב אליו בהם כדים שיושב but a little later הולו וקירב השפירו עשר יאחר חי שערים רלי אילו למי so but the question is why אחר חי so let him tell to the others listen you couldn't have stood up for the matter with you you are paralyzed the answer is because as he sat down He supported himself on their laps that prevented their standing up.
שהראינו לי, אם נשמחת עלינו, היו נראים דמצית משישה. So what's the pshat? So what's the Chiddush is kirchit yufi? But it seems to me that according to the Rambam's kios in the Gemara, the kirchit yufi here, the Chiddush, is not like according to Rashi. According to Rashi, so kirchit yufi means the same halacha that is mentioned in the Gemara over Kamed Afkim on the base. What the Gemara says that if his mazik biguf is chayef, and if he's mazik b'kichel v'niu, he's also chal. No, here it's something else. Because here, we do see that obla mazik is to be distinguished from ritzich. In ritzich, we couldn't say that somebody is a ritzich with his guf, and somebody is a ritzich with his kech, he fires a bullet. So the ritzich with his guf is what is an av of mitzvah, and the one who fires a bullet, so is it told of mitzvah? There is no such thing in mitzvah between an av and the told. Mitzvah means mitzvah miyadai. So what is miyadai? Mitzvah miyadai means if you kill with the goof, so you are mitzvah miyadai. If you throw a stone, you don't kill with your goof, you kill with your keach. But you also ritzir b'yadayim. Unless your keach is lifnei, so then it's not ritzir b'yadayim. But there is no such distinction, it didn't even make sense. Goof or keach. There is no such thing as goof or keach. Why if somebody with his hands kills a person? So he's a chayav mitzvah. Why? Because he killed with his goof. No, because he killed with a bat. Why if he fires a bullet, he hurts? So he's chayav. Because he killed with a bat. So there are no two categories of goof or kech. Here, Rabbi Yehuda Mazik, the Chiyuv Tashlumi, the Gemara mentions two categories. Kayotze is the same thing. But there are still two categories. Why? Because the mechayev for ritziche is the ma'aser ritziche. So maybe it doesn't make any difference how the ma'aser ritziche is done, whether it's done with his goof or it's done with his kech. Mashein kin ligabi chiyuv tashlumin. So the mechayev is shmoros merach. Because why is a person chayev for the nizokin of isheir? Because he's mechuyev to exercise shmira over isheir. Why is a person chayev for the nizokin that result from the bear? Because Shmoros Malach is mechuyev to exercise care over his bear. And why is a person chayev when he hits someone or when he breaks somebody's kele? Because he's mechuyev to exercise care over his goof, that no damage should result from his goof to anyone or to anything. And he's mechuyev to exercise care over his keach, that no damage should result to a person or to a thing from the use of his keach. So in no way we have two separate things, but in regard to Ritzicha we don't have goof and keach. So of course, in regard to Ritzicha there couldn't even be Salkedaitoch, that in the case now somebody, let's say, uses his hands in killing a person, so he's a ritzich. Suppose he doesn't use his hands, but he takes the hands of a tinik and he uses the tinik as a stone, like a stone, against another person. He kills. So, it's the same thing. It's a ma'aser ritzich. Masha'in kin ligabi chiyuv tashlumin. So the mechayev is not the ma'aser hezek b'yadayim, but the negligence, his failure to exercise care over his goof, and the failure to exercise care over his keach. So in a way, there could be salkedaitoch. In this case, מארצי יקי ספר רמב״ם. חמישה שיושבו על הכיסא ולא נשבע, ובא אחרים ביושב עליו ונשבע. אף על פי שהוא יבוא וישוב בהם, כאילו שיושב, בלעב יהיו אבל מצווה בתרישו, and because of him בחצו. הוא יצירו ושבירוסו יואחם חי. But why should Aachen be chayef? Why couldn't Aachen say to him, what about you? He couldn't have stood up. My weight by itself wouldn't have broken the bench. So it's my weight together on top of your weight. When you saw I was sitting down, you should have stood up. Why is your man sitting? The answer is, if he sat down and he didn't support himself as he's the unbared with him, so then, of course, they would all be higher equal. But the price has reference to the case. As he sat down, he put his hands on their laps, thereby preventing them from standing up. So that's why he is the sole culprit. The sole culprit. But there is a finish, because I could say, Kirchelafki Gufida. So it's not the same Kirchelafki Gufida man. That the Gemara mentions Dafki. Where the Gemara mentions Kirchelafki Gufei, that the person is mechuyev to exercise care over his kirch to. But here, it is something else. Since the Mechayev is not the Maise as the Biodai, but the Mechayev is the negligence in not exercising care over his guf, and over his kelach, that no damage should result to anybody or to anything. So in this case, the damage did not result from his guf, and the damage resulted from his kelach, the other force kelach, because it's true, because if not for the fact that he supported themselves so they could have stood up. So why did the bench break? Because he didn't let them stand up. And that means that he really activated their width, their weight. As they were sitting, you know, without pressure being applied on them, so the weight wasn't so great to break the bench, but as he was supporting himself on the lap, so he actually galvanized, he activated their weight. So melee, that means he made their goofing into magic. Maybe he's not hard. Since the Mechayev is because of the fear, so that's only when a person doesn't exercise care over his guf, and when he doesn't exercise care over his kelach. But here he was negligent in activating their gufim, in galvanizing their weight upon the damage. So maybe that is not chayev. So there's the chiddush of kirchik gufei. So it's not like the kirchik gufei in Davgim on the base. In Davgim on the base, kirchik gufei, the Gemara is mentioning the whole halacha that is a chiv shmira to exercise care of his kirch. Here the Gemara mentions that he's mechuyev to exercise care, that he shouldn't even accumulate the weight of other people. And if he does, he's chayev tashlum. So that's the kirchik gufei of this Gemara. Now, b'shul akeh, v'yikin, v'yitani. He could have sort of me out on the Samakris. Bain Basachas, Bain Bizahase, Mesculum to
רב יהודה במסירה עינייה, רב יהודה במסירה עינייה, וזה החזר אחן חי, מפני שקירת את מסוס, סובת זה מרס קשה. So I know that why doesn't the price of mention another example of the Shabu to Mixas Vitske, Hafti, Pitashim Niske, Kiasha Koniske, the case of Ikua Sorom Yodom, Basor Maklois, and then the Achrein is Chayv, according to the beauty of himself. So the Gemara says, Victoria Lake Maia. The price doesn't discuss Chiyuv Nisa. The price discusses only cases of Tashlom. We both say, even if the price would discuss cases of Chiyuv Nisa, but the Victoria Lake Maia, because that example would be true only with the Rabbi Bumseya, not Alibe, the Rabbana. So the Braise doesn't want to mention examples of controversial men. For King of the Lake Rebbe, learn the King of the Lake Rebbe, but the Braise itself mentions an example of somebody, of Hefer Beatisho Bacher, Bishlin Lassor, Aachen Chayv Lake Rebbe. Because according to Rabbi, so we got in Zokin, everybody is high. So the Gemara says, the Lake Rabbi could have a mitnim because Aloch is like Rabban. But here the Aloch is not like Rabbi Nisir, but like Rabban of Rabbi Nisir. Kiru Nisir Lake Rabban and Lay Mitnim. Now let's see the Gemara, the Machlokes in Sanhedrin, between the Rabban and Rabbi Yudah ben Nisir. Chesam Dalev, the second line from the top of them. Tom Rabba, he called Asor of Nirodom Asor of Maklis. The notes. Ben Basachas, Ben Basachas Epte. Reb Yudah ben Tzur Einea, Basachas Rachim Chai, with Nishikir of his Misasi. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, ושניהם מקרו החדוש ואיש קייה ככל נפש אדם רבון סברה כל נפש עדי ככל נפש now the אחרין is also potter even though the אחרין was מקרב מסוס the first nine so he was still living and then the last one when he took the makir and hit him so he was Mikhail the Misa. So, because Rabban Darshi Yishki Yake Kol Nefesh, Adiyike Kol Nefesh, but here the Achrein is not Kol Nefesh. The Rabbi Yudah ben Tzur Sovar, Kol Nefesh, Kol Dehu Nefesh. Now let's see the Rashi. Adiyike Kol Nefesh. וחילים למתחיל הסיוע ושאינים בריגוסי לקי כל הנפש במקס האחרי במקס האחרי why is it לקי כל הנפש? Because without האחרים using his makir he would have died too but he would have died maybe a week later maybe 2 weeks later and because of the האחרים so he died immediately so no way it's not כל הנפש And Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yudah says, "Kol Dehu Nefesh, Afen Nisos, Umi Hichad Yikol Basachas, Likatil Nikule, Yish Kiyake, Om Rachmone V'lishnayim Shiku." Then Gemara says, "Om Aravi, Hakam Moedim Beherik Esatrefo, Shul Pota, Begeises B'di Shemayim Shul Chayv, Leinach Liku Ela Begeises B'di Yorah." Now, so we have three categories. One is Trefa. Then we have a category of Geisel Yishamayim. And then we have a category of Geisel B'di Yorah. Trefa means, according to the Rambam, not the same thing that treifa by behema means. Treifa by behema means if a behema has one of the traits, she has a perforated lung, she has a perforated brain, she has a perforated stomach, intestines, whatever. So she's a treifa. True, the woman Dama says that treifa is in a chayin, we pass in treifa in a chayin. And woman Dama says treifa chayin. But the chayin or not chayin is not the basis of the isa treifa. The basis of the isa treifa is aloch l'mish misina. Treifa is aso. So there is a shem treifa. What is a treifa? A behemoth that has one of the makis of the yitras reifs. So mele, whether it lives or it doesn't live is not important. What is the importance of treifa in a chayor is in case of isofik. If we have isofik, whether the behemoth has a perforated lung or not, so then we let the behemoth, we lock up the behemoth for 12 months, and if she survives, it's a raya that she did not have a perforated lung, because had she had a perforated lung, she wouldn't have survived for 12 months. So it's only a statistical fact. It's not an essential fact. It's not an essential fact. Mashein killing Gabi Vitziche. So why is here Treifa Potter? Because the Treifa is a din of a Gavaktere. So the fact, what makes him into a Gavaktere? If a person today, let's say, has terminal cancer, is a Gavaktere. Somebody will kill him. Will be a Ritziach, of course, Bechayev Misi B'Shamayim, but will not Bechayev Misi best. Why? Because he has a certain organic condition on account of which he must die. Not he must die, but he must die. Everybody must die. Man is mortal. But it means he must die within 12 months. He must die within 12 months. Suppose somebody will kill a person who has a tumor. But this tumor is treatable today. Through radiation, through chemotherapy.